Yippee! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we'll do a bunch of different activities, but before we begin, I need to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen. Follow those directions and do it. Even if you think I'm going too fast for you, it will be okay because you can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. But let's get started. Find your pencil. Write your name at the top of your paper. Remember to write neatly. I will too. Thank you. And then you can put your pencil down because we are going to color first. Boys and girls, look at your picture. What's happening here? I think we have some turkeys who are trying to what? Yeah, I think they're trying to hide. We're going to be working on the last sound for hide. What's the last sound you hear in hide? D. And if you did my other Listen and Learn for November, number one, then you'll know we already practiced the letter D. We were talking about lid on that one. But this one, we're going to talk about hide. So I want you to find the bird that is trying to hide behind the hay. Do you see the turkey trying to hide behind the hay? Find your yellow crayon. Let's color that haystack yellow. I don't think he's doing that good of a job hiding because I can see him. So turkey, you know, is a bird. A turkey is a bird. What's the ending sound that you hear for bird? Bird. Yeah, it's a D also. It's the last sound. B-er-d. It's the last sound. D says d. D says d. D says d. All right, let's take that yellow crayon and put it down and then see the big fork. That's a big fork. Let's color it brown. I think that separates the hay so the farmer can feed the animals, but the turkey is trying to hide. All right, put down your brown crayon in 3, 2, 1. All right, boys and girls, do you see a farmer? Do you see a farmer? That little boy in the overalls, I think, is trying to be the farmer. Let's work on the farmer. Let's give him an orange hat. Any kind of orange works for me. Can you tell me if the ending sound in farmer is the same as hide and bird? What's the ending sound for farmer? Yes, R. R says R. R says R. Okay, so we gave him orange hat. Let's give him some blue overalls. Blue overalls. Do you know what overalls are? They're like a one piece. They go up and they clip over the top. I have some. I don't wear them very often, but I have some. Farmer ends with R. Farmer. And we're giving him, what does overall end with? Overall, yep, L. Okay, so he has on, I'm giving him a blue shirt too, just because it kind of got in the way. Did it get in the way of yours when I went to do his overall strap? It kind of got in the way. Okay, put your blue crayons down in 3, 2, 1. Let's give him some brown boots. What's the ending sound in boot? Boot. Yes, the letter T. It ends the same as hat. Hat. Boot. Hat. Overall ends with an L, though. Okay, put down all your crayons. Let's find some more turkeys. Let's find some more birds. I think they're hiding. All right. Do you see the turkey behind the farmer, behind the bush with no flowers on it? So the turkey's behind the farmer, behind the bush, but there are no flowers on that bush. See it? Okay, let's color the bush green, because you know bushes are green. What's the ending sound in green? Green. Yes, the letter N, green. Okay, so we've got green bush. There's no flowers on this one. Okay, now on the other side of our picture, do you see the same kind of bush but with the itty bitty turkey? It's the same kind of bush that we just colored but has a baby turkey behind it. All right, color the itty bitty bush. Not the turkey, not yet. Just the little bush. Got it? All right. Take two more seconds. Two, one. Hang on to that green crayon. Okay. We have one more bush like the one we just colored. Do you know where it is? Yes, it's by the farmer. Let's color the one by the farmer. So how many does that make that look like this one? How many does that make? Yep, three. Three. And if we took away the one next to the farmer, how many would we have left? Two. That's subtraction. We're taken away. That's subtraction. Okay, put down your green crayon. Do you see the rectangular piece of hay with pumpkins by it? There's a little turkey. That turkey is doing pretty good. We can only see a little bit of his head at the top. Let's color those pumpkins orange because pumpkins are usually orange unless we decide to paint them or unless they're green and they're not ready yet, right? They might be green and they might not be ready yet. Okay, do you want to make some brown stems on your pumpkins? Because I do. So I'm going to do it right now real quick. Black. Okay, I got brown stems. I'm going to give you 3 more seconds to put down all your crayons. 3, 2, 1. Put down all your crayons. All right, pick up your yellow. Let's color the hay yellow. We're working on the rectangular one. The one by the pumpkins. It's a bale of hay. Bale of hay. Bale ends with what? Bale. Yes, the letter L, like overall. L says all. L says all. All right, take 2 more seconds. 2, 1. All right, now, do you see the bushes with the flowers on them? Okay, hang on. Do you see the big bush? There's a big bush with flowers. Okay, we're going to work on that one. Find your purple crayon. Don't color the bush purple. No. On the big bush, color the flowers purple. On the big bush. Let's count them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And then there's a little tiny one kind of almost covered up. Get that one. 6. Okay, put down your purple crayon. Find your pink crayon and let's color the flowers on the little bush pink. Count them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay, put down your pink crayon. Now find your green crayon and color those bushes green. I'm going to use my yellow-green crayon just for fun. So we had 6 purple flowers and 6 pink flowers. That's a lot of flowers. That's a double when we have the same amount 2 times. 6 and then 6 again. We call it a double. Do you like double ice cream? Get double scoops of ice cream because I sure do. Why have just 1 scoop when you could have 2? All right, take about 4 more seconds. I'm almost done. 4, 3, 2, 1. Put down all your crayons. Okay, ready? There's another turkey hiding behind. It's the last turkey. He's pretty big. What's he hiding behind? Yep, the house, the hen house. Let's color the hen house. Oh, let's do red. Any kind of red works for me. Let's do a red hen house. Boys and girls, what's the ending sound in house? What's the ending sound? What's the last sound you hear? House. Yep, the letter S. House. Can you think of another word that ends with S like house? What about this? It rhymes too. Mouse. Mouse. Yes, that ends with S. What about mess? Mm-hmm. That ends with S. Don't make a mess. What about hen? Hen. No, that doesn't end with S. I don't hear it. Hen. I hear an N. Yes. What about the word yes?
Yes.
Yes ends with an S. Okay, color neatly on your house. Color neatly. Okay, do you see the ramp going up to the window of this hen house? So that little hen can come on out and walk down the ramp? Go ahead and color that red too while you're at it. But don't color the hay red. That zigzaggy thing is hay. We'll get our yellow crayon for that. Okay, take 4 more seconds for your hen house. 4, 3, 2, 1. Find that yellow crayon. Color the hay sticking out of the hen house yellow. And then let's color this hen inside, or this chick. This hen, this chick. It's a hen because it's got a little waddle thingy. Let's color it yellow because we're holding our yellow crayon. So that makes it easy. Okay, 2 more seconds. 2, 1. All right. Now, before we do anything else, we're not going to have time to color this whole picture, which means when we finish, you can go back and finish the rest. I want you to look at the turkey hiding behind the hen house. Hiding behind the hen house. Got him? Okay. We're going to give him some yellow feet. So find your yellow crayon again. Give him some yellow feet. Okay, got it. Give him a yellow beak. All right, give him a brown body. I lost my brown crayon. Boys and girls, where'd you put it? Where'd you put my brown crayon? I just had it. Oh, I got it. Okay, he's got a brown, furry, feathery body. I guess it's not furry, it's feathery. Feathery. We're not doing his feathers yet, just his body. And then go ahead and do his head brown too. Okay, and then hang on. We'll do his feathers. We'll make them pretty. Okay, put down your brown crayon in 3, 2, 1. All right. I want you to pick up your orange crayon and your red crayon. I want you to color some of his feathers orange and some of his feathers red. You decide how it looks because they're stripy and you could go in a pattern. You decide. Some red, some orange. You got it? Are you doing it? Some should be red and some should be orange for his feathers. Those are what are sticking out in the back. They're sticking up in the back behind him. What's the ending sound that you hear for feather? Yes, the letter R, feather. Okay, take 4 more seconds. 4, 3, 2, 1. Put down all of your crayons. So that's it. We're only going to color one turkey. You can color the rest when you have time at the end. So find your pencil. And I want you to scoot down to the first letter in the circle, and it's an S. We are going to look for the pictures that end with the S sound, like house. Hen house. Has to end with the letter S. S says S. So I'll tell you the picture name. You circle it if you hear an S at the end. Ready? Hat. Guess. Octopus, key, bus, tiger. All right, let's check your answers. Did you circle hat? Good, you should not have circled hat. Hat does not end with an S. Did you circle gas? Excellent, gas ends with S. What about octopus? Yes. What about key? No, negative. Meh. What about bus?
Yes, me too. You should have circled bus.
What about tiger?
No.
So you should have a circle around gas, octopus, and bus. All right, scoot down to the R. We're looking for the ending sound of R, like in farmer. Like in farmer. Okay, ready? And feather. Ready? Hanger. Pizza. Bug. Magnet. Water. Flower. Okay, let's check. Did you circle hanger? Yes, that ends with R. What about pizza?
Nope.
What about bug?
Nope.
What about magnet?
Nope.
What about water? Yes, that ends with R. What about flower? Yes, that ends with R. All right, let's look at D. D, we're listening for the ending sound. D, like in hide and bird. D says D. What about yarn? Sled. Necklace. Bread. Sad. Wagon. Let's check. Ready? Did you circle yarn?
Good. No, you should not have.
What about sled?
Yes.
Sled ends with D. What about necklace?
No.
Bread. Yes. Bread. Sled. What about sad?
Yes. Sad.
What about wagon?
No.
All right. Scoot down to the fingers that are being held up. Touch them with your pencil and count them. 1, 2, 3, 4. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 9 fingers. I want you to cross off 2 of them. Put an X over 2 fingers. Let's count how many are left. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Fingers are still being held up. Put a number 7 on the line. Okay, scoot over to the 10 frame. Let's count those circles or those counters in the 10 frame. Touch them and count them with your pencil. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Do you see the 2 on the bottom? Those 2 counters on the bottom? Cross them out. 1, 2. Come up to the top and cross out 2 more. So 7, take away 4 in all. We crossed out 4 in all. 1, 2, 3, 4 are crossed out. How many are left? 1, 2, 3. Write a 3 on the line. That's subtraction. 7 take away 4 equals 3. Boys and girls, you rock. I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time.